Radio 1.
Die Live-Musik heute, die kommt von einer Künstlerin, die zwei Kulturen in sich vereint, kann man so sagen. Geboren in Nigeria, aufgewachsen in Irland, hat sie natürlich schon sehr früh auch die Musik der jeweiligen Kulturen aufgesogen. Und nicht nur das, sie hat ihren ganz eigenen Sound daraus gemacht. Das ist eine wundervolle und elektrisierende Mischung aus Soul, R&B und Afropop. Sie hat sich die Bühnen bereits mit fantastischen Leuten wie Macy Gray, Gregory Porter oder Madness geteilt. Am Freitag spielt sie nun im Rahmen des Durchlüften-Festivals im Schlüterhof des Humboldt-Forums ihre eigene Show. Das ist umsonst und draußen. Aber heute ist sie schon bei uns, umsonst und drinnen. Hier ist Toshin. Herzlich willkommen. Welcome, Toshin.
Hallöchen.
Sie hat mir vorhin gesagt, dass sie eigentlich nur sagen kann, guten Abend, ich heiße Toshin. Und jetzt kann, you can say Hallöchen.
Yes, Hallöchen, my name is Toshin.
Ja, okay. Welcome to our radio show. You have actually your own radio show.
I
sie hat
do.
In Irland ihre eigene radio show in Irland.
Yes, Tea with Toshin, so it's very odd to be sitting on the other side, so now I know how my guests feel.
Calm down, guys,
it's chill, and I'm like, shaky.
Okay, also sie hat in Irland beim Radio ihre eigene Show, Tea mit Toshin, und da hat sie auch Gäste, und jetzt weiß sie mal, wie sich das anfühlt, auf der anderen Seite zu sitzen, und sie zittert ein bisschen. Relax, we're just talking, that's
just
what you're saying. Just a conversation. So, you live in Berlin for a year right now. Right?
For one year. Still living between Ireland and Berlin, but Berlin is my base for now.
Ah, okay. Also sie pendelt noch zwischen Irland und Berlin, aber Berlin ist jetzt quasi so ein bisschen ihre, ja, da ist sie zu Hause. Feeling at home? I mean, are you still...
Home.
That's a big, big theme.
Home.
Big subject. What does
home is an interesting word for me, because home is like where my family is, of course. But I think I am building an amazing Berlin family here, you know, and the community has been so great. And I think now I'm starting to feel a bit more at home, you know. But, you know, we also know that there is like a housing crisis, you know.
Yes, and you know what that means.
Yes, so it's a loss. But I'm grateful for my community, because that's what makes me feel at home. But maybe the house I'm living, maybe not yet. But,
okay. Also ich habe sie gefragt, wie das ist, mit sich zu Hause fühlen. Sie ist jetzt seit einem Jahr in Berlin, und das ist natürlich, sie sagt, das ist da, wo die Familie ist. Und dann ist es aber natürlich auch so, sie ist inzwischen verbunden mit so vielen tollen Menschen hier in Berlin und fühlt sich eben auch wohl. Wobei das alles nicht ganz ganz einfach ist, weil es gibt auch hier in Berlin Probleme mit den Mieten, und sie weiß nicht, wie es weitergeht, ob sie da bleiben kann, wo sie jetzt ist. Also, und das ist ein Thema, mit dem sie sich auch gut auskennt. But before we talk about what you're doing in Berlin right now, let's go back to the beginning. As far as I know, music has always been in your life.
Yes, music has always been in my life. I started singing maybe at the age of like 10, 11, you know, my mom forced me into the church choir, and I always actually wanted to be an actress, you know. Maybe you'll hear and see later, I'm very theatrical and but my mom was like, no, I think you should join the church choir. And I joined, and I remember the first time I sang, it was in front of like 100 people, and I just started crying. You know, I was like, it was just so daunting and so scary. I was like, how can people do this? How can people sing in front of people? It's weird.
Yeah.
And then after that, after like leaving the stage and I guess the puppet even in church, obviously I was scared and I was crying, but then also I had this feeling of like, I love the attention.
Yeah.
Everyone was clapping and everyone was like, go you. And I was like, okay, this was scary, but people like me. Wow.
Yeah.
I want to do it again and again and again. And now it's like, you know, I'm nearly 11, 13 years later and like now it's my full-time job.
Ja, okay. Also sie hat ein bisschen erzählt, wie das losging. Ihre Mutter hat sie gezwungen, Musik zu, also so, als sie 10 oder 11 Jahre alt war, in den Kirchenchor. Und das war sehr ambivalent, weil sie einerseits natürlich gerne singen wollte und dann aber extrem Angst hatte, weil da plötzlich Leute sind, die zuhören und dann so dieses Gefühl, wie können denn Menschen vor Menschen singen? Und da hat sie angefangen zu weinen und andererseits wollte sie immer Schauspielerin werden. Also sie hat so ein auf der Bühne sein und agieren. Das werden wir nachher auch sehen. Dieses theatralische Moment in ihrer Musik spielt eine große Rolle. Und ja, das hat sie letztlich zu dem geführt, was sie jetzt macht. Also what you're doing now. So you are what you are. And you went through a lot of experiences.
I did. My life has been a roller coaster.
Yes.
You know, of course, I started in church and I'm still in church. I still sing in my church choir, even here in Germany, you know. But I've gone through a lot. I've been homeless for a few months in Ireland. I've worked so many jobs. I used to work in restaurants. I still work in a radio station now. I also worked as an influencer manager, you know. And this is all so I can release my music and, mm-hmm. you know, have the goal of being a musician and sharing not only my music, but sharing my story and my journey. That's what I do in my music. You know, it's not only about like entertaining people, but it's about sharing what I've been through in the last 10 years to get where I am today, but also to see where I'm going. You know, I'm telling people of this Toshin journey.
Ja, also wir erleben in dem, was sie tut, natürlich ihre Reise, weil sie diese Reise, also ihre musikalische Reise und auch ihre Reise durch das Leben mit uns teilt. Sie hat verschiedene Sachen gemacht. Sie hat in Restaurants gearbeitet, sie war ein Influencer-Manager, sie hat also ganz verschiedene Jobs gemacht, um letztlich das machen können, was sie jetzt tut, nämlich Musik machen. Und sie war teilweise obdachlos, sie konnte sich die Miete nicht mehr leisten in Dublin, wo das gleiche Problem ist, was wir in Berlin inzwischen auch haben. Also sie ist durch wirklich eine Achterbahnfahrt schon hinter sich in ihrem ja noch nicht so langen Leben. Aber jetzt ist sie da und you're now working on your debut album. You released.
I am. Yeah. I'm working on my debut album and yeah, I can even give you guys a taster of the name. It's going to be called Toshin, My Quarter Life Crisis.
Oh, quarter life crisis.
Yeah, I'm still a young girl. You know, I'm still a young girl, but as I'm still a young girl, I've been through a lot and in my last 30 years. And I feel like your 30s or even before your 30s is when, you know, you're meant to kind of like start living and go on this journey. But I've had a very unique journey and I know a lot of people have also had a unique journey, but not everybody is confident to talk about this journey.
Yes.
So that's what I want this album to be about, is just talk about all these experiences that people are uncomfortable to talk about. And I want people to be able to relate to this album, but also be to heal from this album of their pain through my pain.
Mm-hmm. Also sie beschreibt so ein bisschen, was das Album erzählen wird, dass sie veröffentlicht wird, nämlich natürlich eine Lebenskrise durch die Lebenskrisen, durch die sie schon gegangen ist. Darüber haben wir auch gerade so ein bisschen gesprochen und sie teilt das, um letztlich Menschen auch zu sagen, ihr seid nicht allein mit euren Krisen und mit euren traurigen und dramatischen Erfahrungen, die ihr vielleicht macht, und das macht sie. So when will this album be coming out?
I guess when I have the money.
Oh, okay.
But I'm hoping, please God, I'm a believer, so I really pray that maybe sometime by the end of next year the album will come out. But I'm going to release a little EP, just a little taster for the people of like 3 or 4 songs, please God, before the end of this year, of just what to expect from the album and not to keep people waiting too long. And also, you know, I've been through these experiences, you know, the last 10 years. So I don't want to, I'm also growing and going to a different part of my life. So I don't want to keep holding on to this like sadness and grief, but also joy. I want to just like release it to the world because this is the stage I'm in now. And then we can start talking about, you know, the love and the husband and everything that will come afterwards. Please God, I'm very single, but afterwards I'm praying.
Ah, okay, gut. Also sie hat uns so ein bisschen schon einen Eindruck gegeben von dem, was passieren wird. Also sie wird erstmal eine EP am Ende dieses Jahres veröffentlichen, damit wir nicht so lange warten müssen auf das Album, das dann dann im nächsten Jahr erscheinen wird. Und da wird noch viel passieren und sie nimmt uns mit auf diese Reise und wir teilen gerne all das, was sie heute Abend mit uns teilt, mit Ihnen, die Sie hier sind. Now we're gonna play. You're gonna play on Friday at Humboldt yes. Forum at this festival with whole band then?
My whole band. There's going to be six of us on stage. There's going to be, I guess, maybe seven because the outfit that I'm going to wear is basically a person. It's going to be amazing, the yeah. outfit I'm going to wear.
So okay.
I just say seven people is going to be on the stage. But yes, I'm very excited. And the last few months in Berlin, I've been playing with my trio, which we're going to play today. But the full band is just an entire experience. And I do recommend everyone, if they can, to come. It's free. So why free. Not? You know, it's not every day you're going to get a free Tosheen show. It's not a concert, it's a show.
It's a show.
It's an experience. So I think everyone should please come if they
okay,
can.
Okay, also das wird mehr als ein Konzert, es ist eine Show. Und sie wird ihre ganze sechsköpfige Band da haben. Und das wird sehr, sehr toll. Durchlüften heißt das Festival, wie gesagt, am Freitag. Das geht das ganze Wochenende. Und ihre Show ist am Freitag im Schlüterhof. Schlüterhof des Humboldt-Forums. Genau. Heute spielt sie mit ihren beiden, also mit, sie sind als Trio da, mit Ada und Mario. And now you're joining them?
Yes, here I go.
Okay, und wir freuen uns auf jetzt erstmal zwei Songs mit Tosheen und nachher auch nochmal. Tosheen. Enjoy.
Mario on the saxophone. That was Seriously, and it was the first song or one of the songs off my debut EP, Get Your Life. I released that maybe like 5 years ago. And now I'm gonna do a song that is gonna be my next single that I'm gonna release, please God, next month. It's called Resist. And it kind of went viral on TikTok. I don't know if y'all use the TikTok, but it went viral on TikTok a few weeks ago. And this song is dedicated to any woman or person who is not respected in the industry, but also in this world. I really hope you guys can really listen to the words. It's called Resist. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy it. It's a bit heavy. By the way, give it up for Ada and Mary. Oh, they're amazing. Too skinny, too tall to plain, too pretty, too hot, too wet, too sticky, too picky. Oh, what an ugly girl! Oh, what an ugly girl! So she can run. Carve out between her legs so she can come. Get her a dress for easy access. Tell everybody that she's just like all the rest. How long? How long? How long? How long? So I don't talk big. Tell me I carry the original sin. Tell me I'm holy when I cover up my skin. Tell me that my body bears a permanent stain. Tell me we can marry if I give up my name. Call me your baby so I'll never grow up. Funny how I whisper and you think it's a roar. You ask me to the table, but then you sit me on the floor. You want me to be sexy, you want me to be pure. I cannot be a virgin and I will not be a whore. Resist, 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 resist. Resist, resist. It's a funny kind of thing when you sing a little song and you get a couple people to sing along. It's the power of community. Authenticity changes your reality. I know it's hard to believe when they're yelling in your ear and it's the only voice you're able to hear. But you raise up your fist and you learn to resist and you say, I will not disappear. Hell no. What? I will not disappear. 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 Resist. 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 Resist.
Das war ein Ereignis. Großartig. Thank you very much, guys. Thank you. Wir sind jetzt froh, dass wir jetzt noch mal zwei Songs hören. Im Trio. Hier ist Toshin. Viel Spaß.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So we're going to do two more songs for you guys. And yeah, the first one is called Pillars and it's unreleased. Hopefully it will come out this year. And it's about not giving up. As part of my story and I guess my journey that I'm going to be talking about in my album, my debut album, it's, I guess a lot of the times in my life, I've always wanted to give up. You know, I've always wanted to maybe comply to the Nigerian status quo, and the African status quo is like, just go get married and, you know, cook for my husband every night, and, you know, that's kind of the norm. But I want to fight against that norm, and I want to, you know, become a performer and a singer. And I've obviously been through a lot in my life, and I think the easiest way to get out of this challenges is maybe just go get married and just, you know, you know, cook every night. But then I was like, no, I'd rather face these challenges and get to the goals. And I know one day I will make it. And the journey has not been easy, but it's going to get easier. And like, look at me now. I'm singing on Radio Heinz. Wow. So this is just... So, yeah. This is dedicated to anyone that's ever felt like giving up. It doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter where you come from, your background. You know, there's always still time to follow your dreams. So this is Pillars. Am I good enough? I'm chasing this life I wanted lately, casting the dream aside, oh, should I march on? Should I live this life of which I'm haunting, or chase this dream I found daunting? The truth came back to bite me. Shall I take it oh so lightly? I've got the maddest touch, but should I give a mother's touch? I feel the pressure on my side. Should I have to live a lie? Why, oh, why, oh, why, oh? Why, oh, why, oh, why, oh? I'm trying so hard to hold these pillars up. Finding how when the going gets tough, the light touches me, but I will run with it. I've been grinding, trying to keep these pillars up. Why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why? Why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why? Why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why? Why, oh, why, oh, why, oh? I deserve bigger things. I'm not close to done. I'm not Icarus flying too close to the sun. One day the truth will rightfully be in my corner like reality. Watching life pass me by. Bye-bye God day by my side. Why-yo, why-yo, why-yo. Why-yo, why-yo, why-yo. As I said before, this song is dedicated to anybody that's ever felt like giving up on their dream. And I feel like in life, there's always going to be obstacles, there's always going to be challenges. And the only way to live and to feel something in this life is to live your dreams, you know? So why ever compromise on living your dream? Go for it. You're going to fall down, definitely. But when you fall down, all you have to do is pick yourself back up. And remember that you're not alone. You have your community, you have your friends, you know, you have people like Mario, you know, believing in you and be like, come on to the show and let's talk about your dreams. You know, it's step by step. So the next part of this song is a chant, and it's a chant of community. It's a chant of not giving up. And yeah, for me, this is a release and it's a connection to my community. So if you're beside anybody, if you're here in the studio, if you're in your car, maybe if you're in your car, maybe hold the wheel, actually, maybe don't do much. But if you're at home just listening, you know, and you have your family, your friends around you, just hold somebody and tell them that you love them and we got this. So I hope you guys can chant to me, and it's very easy. It goes something like this.
Why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why? Why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why? Why, oh, why, oh? Everybody in the back, everybody in the front,
everybody at home.
Why, oh, why, 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 why?
Thank you. So we just recorded that song, and Sammy, who's here, produced it with me, and yeah, it's getting mixed. So hopefully, please God, it'll come out by the end of the year. So this is gonna be my last song. I just want to say I'm so grateful to God and to you guys and to Radio Eins from the bottom. My heart is not even low enough. From the bottom of my ovaries, I am so grateful to you guys, and I think one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life is moving to Berlin. It's changed my life for honestly, you know, people are like, Berlin, what? But honestly, it's changed my life. I found community, I found culture. I found challenges, you know, even to move somewhere that they don't really, of course they speak English, but some people don't always accept the English you speak. So yeah, I have to be like, hello, Shin, hello. Like, that's all I know, you know, but it's given me a challenge, a new challenge, and I'm a fighter and I'm going to keep going. So thank you guys for believing in me and hopefully see you on Friday. It's going to be an amazing party with my band and the outfit. If you don't want to come for Toshin, come for the outfit, okay? So my last song is called Honest With Myself, and it's another unreleased song. Someone give me money so I can release all these amazing songs. But this song is dedicated to anybody that's ever been walked on, and if you're ever afraid to speak up for yourself, this is the song for you, because I'm afraid to talk about and to talk to my housemates about stealing my food in the fridge sometimes. So this song is called Honest With Myself, and I hope somebody can connect to it one way or another. Thank you, guys. God bless you. Thank you.
Where the problem starts. In my mind, I'm fearless, but they just walk all over you. When the maze piles up, then you choose to run away. But I'm not ready to be honest. I can stand up on my own. I'm not ready to be ready. Not ready to be ready, oh no. 'Cause I'm not dealing with my problems. Can I be honest with myself? Honest with myself. Hey, hey. 'Cause I'm just 16 in my problems. How can I be honest with myself? Honest with myself. Your beck and hand call. Wanna tell you no, but it's too late. You're walking all over me, and they never know that you're hurting. 'Cause they say that they mean well. 'Cause I'm not ready to be honest. I can stand up on my own. I'm not ready to be ready. Not ready to be ready, oh no. I have to tell you something. 'Cause I'm not dealing with my problems. How can I be honest with myself? Honest with myself. 'Cause I'm just 16 in my problems. How can I be honest with myself? Honest with myself. Everybody say la la. So I don't fall down. I know I should say no, but every time I've done so, they find a way back in, and I can't shut them out. If I could express it, maybe put it in a message, it will sound like this. So listen up now. Hello, I got your missed calls and your texts, and I can appreciate that you've come to me for things like this in the past. But right now, I'm going through my own things, and I'm gonna need some time and some space to figure it out. I would like to let you know, I will not be respected by you anymore. I will not conform by you anymore. I am smart, I am kind, I am important. So from now on, if you wanna contact me, you can kiss my... Cause I'm not dealing with my problems.
Danke, danke.
Toll schön. Thank you very much. Thank you, Toshin. Thank you, Ada. Thank you, Mario. It was a pleasure to have you here. And wie gesagt, am Freitag im Schlüterhof des Humboldt Forums durchlüften mit Toshin und dann mit ganzer Band und ganz vielen Outfits. Thank you very much. Bye bye. Ich verabschiede mich auch gleich.
Radio 1. Nur für Erwachsene.